surface, peered into the mist, a stone's throw from the precipice. Paused. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw, the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this and jest? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Let it roll, let it crash down low. See my house down there, but I lost it long ago. The town below had a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Lost it long ago. Na 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 na. I'm letting it roll away. It's got nothing to do with fate and everything to do with you. I'd rather fail like a mortal and flail like a god on a lightning rod. History forgets the moderates. Those who sit recalcitrant and taciturn, you know I'd rather turn and burn than scale this edifice, yeah. Where's my accomplice? So take my hand. We'll do more than stand, we'll claim this land. Take my hand and we'll let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there. Nothing to do with fate and everything to do with. The mist, a stone's throw from the precipice.
You're tuned to WNCW. I'm Martin Anderson, actually in Nashville, Tennessee, with Andrew Bird, who's here during the Americana Fest with all sorts of various artists. And what an honor to sit down and talk with you, Andrew Bird. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Yeah, good to see you.
And this latest album is called My Finest Work Yet. Can you name something a little different about this one compared to all your other ones?
Let's see. I mean, it's definitely got a, you can see where I'm coming from, it throughout the songs on a political, social kind of, observation and commentary. And you could say it's a bit of a protest record. And for me, that's to be able to, for the song to end and be able to be like, oh, I know what he's saying, is unusual for me. You know, usually you have to sit with it for a while to kind of pick it apart, and there's multiple layers. And with this one, I, you know, lyrically thought about what I want to say and could I possibly affect the world or with what I'm saying.
And it's been out for a little bit now, and you've had the opportunity to get some feedback from others. And What kind of feedback are you getting from in terms of the political connection with it and speaking to?
I've just had a lot of good conversations from it, you know, and it's not. I haven't gotten as much. I was bracing for some vitriol or some because things are so toxic these days. But I've had some really good conversations, which is, you know, good because we're not really talking to each other and in an honest way. So all over the world, I've had really thoughtful conversations with people, and so that's something. But yeah, the record is also just in the ethos of how it was recorded. It's just, I wanted to do something that was completely in line with my philosophy of like recording in one room with the musicians, no overdubs, live vocals to tape, trying to capture a thing. The piano, acoustic piano is a new element in this one, and I wanted to capture this sort of nod to an early 60s sort of civil rights era, Nina Simone kind of sound. The jazz quartet was kind of the, even though it's not jazz per se, that the production and the sound is trying to capture that, you know, early 60s sort of jazz sound. And so there's all sorts of nods to things in history throughout the record.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the land here in our WNSW area of where Nina Simone came from. Uh-huh. And I wondered, yeah, did you listen to some of these or any other particular recordings that really influenced the making of this one? Any particular artists, protest singers, or what have you?
This one, it, again, was a lot of Rudy Van Gelder jazz records of like Miles Davis and Coltrane, and Kind of Blue, you know, just the classic, you know, the absolute high, to me, is the high peak of like high point of engineering and sound and a certain way of getting all the mics to bleed from one to another to create an overall sound. So everything's connected. And that's how I kind of, it seems like a archaic way of doing things. And it's very hard to do things that way. But I feel like when the product is done, it feels more valuable and it stands out from everything else out there because we went to these pains to get it done this way. It's not like a nostalgic thing that's driving it, but it's just what's over the years, what I know creates a product that feels has weight and value to it. You know,
we're talking with Andrew Bird here on WNCW. You are known for being real adventurous, progressive with your use of various instrument equipment, studio equipment, looping and mm-hmm. various gizmos. Anything, any new ones in particular that you're working on these days that are exciting you?
Well, I just got a five-string fiddle in the last year or so, and it's on this record a lot. It's not a violin with a low C. It's more like a viola with a high E in the sense. So it has the sonority of a viola or a cello. And it kind of sounds like a tenor saxophone to me. So I'm having fun just with, that's, you know, you wouldn't think adding one string to an instrument would make a huge difference, but it's a whole different sonic world with that instrument. But no, the looping is still part of the live show, but a couple of years ago, it went to great extremes with the looping, and now it's kind of brought it into, I use it where necessary, but it's not such a big part of the show. Every so few years or so, I go back and kind of get into a more rootsy mode, and lately I've been playing with John C. Reilly and David Garza and all these enthusiasts of old-timey American music, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, well, I appreciate your insight on this and the wonderful new project. Let's go out with one more tune, Andrew Bird here, and this song, Manifest. You want to set this up of any kind of particular inspiration of how Manifest came together?
Manifest is one of my favorite tunes on the record. It's about, that's a long story, but it's got kind of it's talking about the afterlife of energy, how things that died millions of years ago get compressed underground like so we call them fossil fuels, and we pull them out of the ground and drive combustion engines, and they escape like ghosts into the atmosphere, and it's kind of, if it's both scary and poetic at the same time.
Well, I'm coming to the edge of the widest canyon. My companion's dear. Starting to question my manifest destiny, my claim to this frontier. I'm coming to the brink of a great disaster and just has to be near. The earth spins faster, whistles right past you, whispers death in your ear. Don't pretend you can't hear. Don't pretend you can. I can hear you tender all still. Everything that's walked this earth once living, then to be exhumed and burned to vapor. Can we save her? Now she's in the air, radical and free. Neither here nor there, she's obliged to no one, obliged to no one. To the edge of a rising ocean, such commotion and fear. We're keeping all our eyes on what's on the horizon and all that we hold dear. I'm coming to the brink of a great disaster and just has to be near. The earth spins faster, whistles right past you, whispers death in your ear. Don't pretend you can't hear. Oh, don't pretend you can. I can hear you tender all still. Everything that's walked this earth once living, then to be exhumed and burned to vapor. Can we save her? Now she's in the air, radical. Not a goddamn care. She's obliged to no one. Obliged to no one, can't hear. Don't pretend you care.